The free guide to healing all four core wounds is available once again, bestie. This is a 10-page ebook that gives you specific affirmations and clear steps to repairing all four wounds: abandonment, guilt, trust, and neglect. Once you download this, it's already your secret weapon that can help you shift out of survival and into thriving in your best life. See why over 5,000 besties have already downloaded it. Get your free copy by visiting buygloriazhang.com/guide or click the link in the show notes for easy access. I hope you love using it as much as I love creating it for you. If you're someone who's constantly anxious around other people, you have this low-grade humming anxiety all the time, and you tend to be a people pleaser, then this is the episode for you. I also used to feel this way, and I was on edge all the time, but I do not feel that way anymore, and you too can learn how to step into your power and feel completely free to be yourself. Are you ready to heal your inner child and reclaim your power? Hi, I'm Gloria Zhang, and after nearly a decade of being a trauma therapist, I'm revealing the exact practical tools to help you overcome people-pleasing and low self-worth. You can absolutely break the patterns from your childhood and create the happy life and relationships you never thought possible. Join me on a weekly magical celebration of your journey into self-love. Welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Inner Child Podcast. My name is Gloria Zhang. I am a psychotherapist and inner child coach, and I welcome you to the show. You are all welcome here. And listen, I used to feel this kind of anxiety all the time. The thought of having to speak at a meeting or go out and meet new friends or even talk to the friends I already had, I felt like I had to do so much preparation to get myself ready to do those things. And today I'm going to explain why this has so much to do with your inner child. It has so much to do with people pleasing, and why we're doing things for the wrong reason, because so much of our identity is just wrapped up in what other people think of us. If you relate to this kind of anxiety, I have a free 5-day workshop happening right now when this episode is being released. And it's okay if you can't make it live. The recordings are going to be available up to a week. So please, please go join that right now. It's called the free Anxious to Secure 5-Day Challenge. Go to buygloriazhang.com/challenge or click on the show notes below. You'll be joining 200 other people that signed up, and plus it's free, and I'm going to be showing you exactly how to take all this inner child healing stuff and actually apply it to your life. You also get a bit of a sneak peek into my Heal Your Inner Child Academy, which begins on July 5th, and that's a whole other ballpark itself. It's my exclusive 3-month program where I take you through the exact A to Z of healing your inner child with coaching directly from me. If you feel a calling towards doing this type of work, send me a message, email me, or contact me, or click on the link below. So let's get very clear on anxiety first, right? First of all, there are so many different reasons for anxiety. Anxiety, of course, can be caused by a medical condition. It can be genetic. It can be situational. It can be about a specific type of fear, or it can be more general. It can be caused by food. It can be caused by food intolerance. It can be a reaction to a medication. And of course, anxiety is a very natural human emotion. So we're not talking about all of these different types of anxiety today, but we're really focusing on that specific anxiety that you get around people, around that social anxiety / people pleasing. And this is especially the case if you have experienced childhood trauma, or if you do tend to be a people pleaser, have an anxious attachment style, or tend to have more of that freeze or fawn trauma response. So I'm going to suggest something a little bit surprising right now, and I really encourage you to think about this one for a second. Sometimes anxiety is just your intuition screaming at you after being ignored or suppressed or gaslighted for so long. Sometimes your anxiety is just your intuition screaming at you, trying to get your attention. So when you hear that right now, how does that sit with you? I kind of invite you to check with yourself to see if there's truth in this for you. This doesn't apply to everyone, of course, right? But a lot of you that are tuning into this podcast and who have experienced similar things to topics I discussed before, this will ring very true for you. Because you have grown up being gaslighted. You have grown up having your feelings dismissed, made to feel like your feelings are too much or not important or exaggerated. And what happens, as you know, is you internalize those beliefs and you start to gaslight yourself. You start to dismiss your own feelings, right? You start to repress your own emotions. And when you do that, you are pushing your own intuition away. Now, what does this have to do with anxiety, you might ask? It has everything to do with anxiety. Anxiety is an emotion produced by your body that tells you that something is not right. Something is inconsistent or incongruent, or something is off. And I recommend checking out episode number 9, where we talk all about how to deal with big feelings. And there I teach you how your emotions are a complex, intelligent GPS system in your body, right? Emotions are experienced in your body because it's a way for your body to communicate with you and tell you when something is wrong or when something is aligned. And anxiety has a very specific emotions. The emotion is designed to get your attention. That's why it feels so intense. You might get the racing of your heart, the flushed cheeks, the sort of racing mind. You might get sweaty and nervous. There is always a reason behind why you feel this way. So again, the problem is not the anxiety. It's the way that you're responding to the anxiety. Are you honoring your feelings by actually checking in and asking why you're anxious? Or are you trying to push the anxiety away, right? And dishonor your emotions? And are you trying to disconnect from yourself? When you disconnect from your anxiety, you are really disconnecting from yourself. And you're saying to yourself, this emotion is not important enough for me to actually get curious and investigate and figure out what's going on. And your bodies get anxious because it takes so much mental and spiritual and just emotional energy to be someone you're not. And I used to do this around other people. I totally had good girl syndrome, where I felt like I had to be funny and interesting, and I had to be this and that and nice. And I was so focused on trying to be someone. I wasn't myself. And when you do that over and over again in different situations, at work, you try to be the good girl or good boy at work. With your partner, you try to be the good boyfriend, the good girlfriend. With your friends, you try to be the interesting one. With your family, you try to be the put together, accomplished one. My goodness, how exhausting is that for your system to be lying to yourself all the time? Right? And putting on this front and having to perform and be on all the time. It's incredibly exhausting. And you're getting more and more anxious because there's so much psychological conflict. In psychology, we call it cognitive dissonance, right? Where you're battling with yourself because as much as you perform to other people, as much as you try to be someone you're not with other people, you can't hide that from yourself, right? Because you are with you and no one knows the truth more than you do. And it's exhausting, isn't it? I was so sick of it at some point. You know, I was so tired of trying to be someone I wasn't that I would have moments where I would just totally want to let it go. I want to like streak down the street or something. I just wanted to be free, right? And to be myself. In last week's episode, I think it's number 16, I interviewed my good friend about their coming out story. And that episode is quickly becoming one of the top downloaded episodes. And it's all about discovering yourself and being yourself. So I really recommend checking out that one too. It was last week's episode 16. It's so good. But guess what? You don't have to go through a total explosion to be yourself. Right. So, you know, when we're working through inner child healing, And I talk about this a lot more in the academy. It's this pendulum idea where sometimes, you know, we're so repressed that we just want to like, whoosh, like swing all the way to the other side and be completely free. And it's not necessary to do that, right? And while for some people it's very empowering to do that, it's not completely necessary either. Imagine what it's like turning on a faucet, right? You don't have to turn it all the way open where it's like, whoosh, everything's coming out. But you can learn to practice to slowly move that nozzle little by little and find little ways and little safe ways that you can start to express yourself and be yourself more. That's a very sustainable and much easier approach to becoming yourself. Now, sometimes you just can't take it anymore and you just want to let it all out, right? And that is okay too. I recognize that this sort of slow, gradual approach is not for everyone because everyone's different. And there can be a lot of healing in letting yourself go sometimes and being free and finally confronting that person or finally setting that boundary or wearing the thing that you were afraid to wear, right? And just be yourself. Now, another reason you're feeling anxious is because when you're trying to make other people like you, you have absolutely no control over this, right? So you're kind of dealing with this unwinnable situation where you're trying to perform and present a certain way, but that still doesn't guarantee anything. And you may have had experiences where technically you did everything to the T. You thought you were trying to be perfect, and somehow someone still didn't like you because it's not about you, right? But you can't win in that situation. So again, no wonder you're feeling anxious. And to just build on that thought, if so much of your self-worth comes from being seen as an achiever or being seen as a good person or being seen as like a caregiver or a perfect girlfriend, then there is no doubt a part of you that worries what's going to happen if someone sees the real you. What's going to happen when someone realizes that you're just human and you're not perfect and you're still constantly going and going at it to try to put up this image and it's not sustainable? And you know, if you're in an emotionally abusive situation, even if it seems like a mild case and you're not sure if it counts as abuse, if you're in a dysfunctional family and you just feel kind of crazy when you're around certain people, and you're getting anxious around them, my love, that's your intuition, right? That's your gut feeling telling you that there is something wrong with this situation. There's something wrong with that relationship. And you're trying to fight it, right? You're trying to fight it by fixing it or not rocking the boat and making sure everything's okay. And where you're trying to be the bigger person so that the other person doesn't explode on you. But again, that's not really a solution, right? That anxiety is your intuition that you're ignoring and you're choosing not to listen, not because it's your fault, right? You know, you're choosing not to listen because you've been taught not to listen because of your childhood, right? See, we're coming full circle here. Conflict and having to confront people might be very scary for you, and you may not have had a lot of positive experiences with it. But what I will say about it is that if you avoid conflict now, you're guaranteed to have a lot more of it later on. And obviously, not every single situation, right? Sometimes you do have to pick and choose your battles. But if there's a pattern here, right? If you keep avoiding conflict in a certain relationship, and it's a really important one, you're trying to keep the peace around you, and who's keeping the peace inside you, right? There is always a cost for pushing these things away. And the cost often comes in the form of your mental health, and it comes in the form of anxiety. So, okay, you've heard me blab on about this. Let's get to the call to action and get you working on feeling more free. I'm going to repeat myself again. Number one, call to action, just join my free workshop. I'm talking exactly about how to grow from anxious to secure using the power of inner child healing and putting all the stuff into practice in your own life. It's free. It's 5 days starting June 21st. And if you can't make it live, that's okay. I will email you the replays every day. So come participate and join 200 other people and come join me and talk to me and ask me questions. It doesn't cost you a thing, and I'm doing this for you. All right, so get on board with that. Buygloriazhang.com/challenge. Call to action number 2 is starting to practice getting back in touch with your intuition. Now, I hear all the time from my own clients that they've been out of touch with their feelings for so long that it just feels kind of wrong to start listening to it all of a sudden, right? Like it feels so weird and there's something almost shameful about it. And, you know, I just want to remind you that it's not that it's wrong. It's just that you're not used to it. You might have even been punished for feeling the way that you did. Okay, so yes, it is going to feel a bit unnatural. But for a lot of people, their intuition resides in a certain part of their body. So just sort of get quiet and sit with yourself and see where you tap into that inner knowing. So for me, it's kind of like my gut area. It's like right beneath the solar plexus area. And for others, it might be their heart. And for someone else, it might be, you know, the head area. Whatever it is to you, get physical and get in touch with the emotions in that part. And literally just ask yourself, why am I anxious? Why am I feeling this anxiety? And I honestly encourage you to resist the temptation to go on Google or ask Reddit or ask your friend. Right? Stop asking everyone around you. Don't even ask me about it. Right? Because the answer is not out there. When you're asking people, if you're asking everyone else except yourself, it's just another version of you not trusting yourself and you not listening to yourself. Right? Trust that the answers are there inside you and get it out with a journal or wait for a thought or feeling to naturally wash over you. And you'll probably know. Right? Everyone has an inner knowing. There might be a realization that you've avoided, right? There might be something that you've been trying to distract yourself from. And I'm just encourage you just to get really, really honest with yourself. And if you had any breakthrough moments, let me know. Take a screenshot of this and tag me on Instagram @bygloriazhang or send me a DM. Now, call to action number 3 is more of a reminder, and it's to remind you that the anxiety itself is not the problem, right? We're a very symptom-based society where instead of treating the root cause of things, we like to treat symptoms, right? Even like with illnesses, you know, with coughing. Like coughing is actually good for you. It expels the bacteria from your lungs, yet we try to repress those things. And anxiety is a symptom as well. And think of it in these terms. What if your anxiety was actually a completely reasonable and proportionate response to what's actually happening here? You know, that person that's making you feel anxious every time you talk to them, maybe it's because they are literally hinging on your boundaries. You're feeling anxious with your family, it's because they're gaslighting you all the time. Your anxiety is correct. Your response to the anxiety is the problem. So you can really journal and think on this one, right? Am I judging my anxiety? Am I making this part of me that's so important to me? Am I dishonoring this part of me by just automatically casting away and making it bad? Right? Am I making my anxiety bad so that I don't have to deal with what it's trying to tell me? So I hope you found that helpful, everyone. I will see you in the free challenge starting this week. And for those of you who are asking how to help the podcast, the best way to really help the podcast is subscribe, download a few more episodes, give me a 5-star rating. And of course, it helps me so much when you tell other people about this podcast, when you tell other people what your biggest takeaways were or share it on social media. But most importantly, the best way you can help me is to start living a good life for yourself, right? Taking this information, applying it to your own life and doing the work, that will make me happier than anything else. And when I hear your stories, when you guys message me or you DM me on Instagram or email me, it really puts a smile on my face And it makes me so happy to know that all of you are committed to healing your inner child, making your life a better place, and making our world a better place too. All right, I've got some really cool upcoming episodes that you do not want to miss, so I will see you in the next one. Mwah. If you love this episode, please hit subscribe and leave a review. As a big thank you, I will send you access to the Inner Child Starter Kit when you screenshot your 5-star review and tag me on Instagram at @bygloriazhang. That's B-Y Gloria Zhang. The Starter Kit is the ultimate resource I created for you, where you'll get exclusive access to beautiful affirmation wallpapers, as well as helpful printables to support your journey. Your feedback means so much to me, and it helps me learn about what you want to hear next. To join the conversation and get your daily dose of self-love tips, find me on social media at @bygloriazhang or visit bygloriazhang.com. See you in the next one.